Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing the dulcet tones of the scores, the sweet serenades of symphonies. All that and more right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Jeff Randall.
And I'm Ashley Coffin.
And joining us today, we have the special edition where chaos reigns. I mean, we have Haley Hobbs with us
special
today.
Special edition like a house. Hello. Just adding that on.
Totally.
Everyone wants a sunroom, and that is you for me. It's a beautiful, stunning sunroom.
Where you can listen to your music scores.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So this is something that we've been talking about doing for a really long time.
Yeah.
We just never actually got around to it. And Haley was like, you know what? I'm really into scores right now. And it was the Sorry, I've been listening to so much Marvel. The Captain America.
How dear you.
Winter Soldier.
10 years.
10th anniversary. Wow. And you sent me, I saw your Instagram story and it was the Fury. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God. And you was like, I just want to talk about scores. I was like, girl, what are you doing Friday?
That.
Yes.
On board.
It's so funny that like Matt is the musician and we wait until he leaves to talk about the music. just big shrugs from everybody, like, oh yeah, you know, I guess it's because we don't want him to try to dominate the conversation with like, oh, well, I studied music in college. Well, actually,
we're gonna get a C grade version of A plus. Yeah. You know,
exactly. So our goal here today is, I'm pretty sure, I feel like this is gonna be a long one, but we are ranking the 23 scores from the Infinity Saga.
Yes, we took a feat on. I feel a little crazy after doing a lot of research in one day.
Yep.
A lot of stuff started to bleed together. There's a lot of same names going on, but let me tell you, every
looking at you, Brian Tyler.
Yeah, Brian. Oh my God.
Brian Tyler.
We are going to objectify Brian Tyler throughout this entire thing. I am so sorry. He is so gorgeous.
He's a hottie.
And I'm like, you can score my orchestra any day, Brian Tyler.
It's a good thing we chose to contain, because I feel like the music after the Infinity Saga stuff is super different in a lot of ways. So is more like objectively simple in a way.
Yeah. It feels like there's a lot of origin stories in here where like the identity of the character has to be established, but also the identity of like, and rather part of the identity of the character is the music that goes behind them. Mm-hmm. And then like the stuff that's come out since then is like either kind of the same because they're like handing the torch or handing the mantle off of some stuff. But then like, I don't know that I remember like the score for Shang-Chi. I just remember being like, hell yeah, Kung Fu movie.
Oh, that one's dun, dun, yeah. Dun, dun. Yeah. And Multiverse of Madness. Like we have honorable mentions that we're going to bring up at the end.
Sure. Yeah, I think sure. Other phases are just more experimental than a lot of Infinity Saga is.
Sure. A lot of my experimental stuff or the stuff that I would have put as experimental is like phase two things. And they're toward the bottom of my list.
Yeah. It'll be really interesting.
I was shocked. And it is like scores are interesting because like, I don't know, I've been obsessed with scores since I was very young. Like even going back to Danny Elfman's score for Batman and Batman Returns when it came to superhero movies, I was very young. And I still, the Catwoman theme, that the strings. And then going to like Last of the Mohicans, like Trevor Jones, Randy Elfman, Dookie McClain, and Legend, like Tangerine Dream, like all of these scores from we were younger, like our movies were scored amazingly. And yeah, oh my God, Giallos with Goblin, like people who know scores. And then I could do a whole episode about Hans Zimmer, but we're talking about MCU.
Or John Williams.
So scores are, they can be very personal, because it's like when you look at Guardians, the things that makes Guardians score really good. It's not the score, the soundtrack is good as you think of the fun songs. Like Haley and I were kind of talking about that. And when I think Guardians, I don't think of the score. And like when I went back and visited, you'll see where they are on my list. And you're like, oh,
yeah.
But it is like a very personal feeling when you feel, I remember like when you listen to the MCU scores, the things that hit me the hardest are things I feel and I remember, and it brings me right back, and I have the chills head to toe. Well, and like, that's how I had to score. I had to be like, oh, this soundtrack has 23 songs, but one of them,
is a hard freaking banger.
Yeah.
Like one of them slaps me in the face and I love it.
So it is a very personal, this is very like, it's fun. This is so, yeah, I'm very excited to go down this, 23.
I love that you mentioned how personal it is to you, especially when it comes to Guardians. Cause like I listened to not just the like music soundtrack or whatever, the Awesome Mix Volume 1 of Guardians a lot, but also the score that Tyler Bates did. And I freaking love that score. And like that score got put into Guardians Inferno in the second one that David Hasselhoff did. And like, whenever that part comes up, like in the movie where, you know, Yondu's like, cover down, submerge, and then they all dive and the big explosion happens, like that part, like I feel that in my chest, like welling up inside me. I'm like, let's go. We're diving. I get so excited.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, let's get into it.
So we're gonna start at the bottom, right?
We're gonna start way at the bottom.
I would say my least favorite is the Incredible Hulk.
Okay.
It's so broody and moody and sad.
It is. It's low on my list, but it's not at my 23.
Okay.
What's your 23, Ash?
My 23 is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Really?
I felt nothing from that score.
Okay.
Yeah. When I even listening to all of them, I was like, they tricked me, because there's 22 million downloads on the first song if you go on Spotify. And I go, wait a minute, this is the TV animated show theme song. I was like, you tricked me. You tricked me. And then I listened to it, and I got to the end and I was like, wait a minute, I still don't hear Spider-Man's theme anywhere in here. So I don't know. It was lackluster.
Bam, 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 bam,
yeah,
boom.
And I'm right there with you with Spider-Man, but it's Far From Home, because that movie just does nothing for me. Nothing.
The movie and the score?
Yeah, well, and I will say Giacchino's Spider-Man scores, they're all kind of low for me. I guess there's just two in the first Infinity Saga stuff, but they're very repetitious, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like his little theme, dun, 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 dun. Like it's there, but then I don't know. It's just not, it doesn't stick with you the way some of the top level ones do.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all of my Spider-Man stuff is also quite low, but like I keep trying to defend it. Like, but come on. It's such a, like, it's such a great time.
No.
Because like, I mean, obviously none of these composers are bad.
Yeah.
This was very hard.
It's like trying to pick your favorite movie.
Walking away from my computer being like, no.
No, I can't make a decision like this. How dare you make me?
But I also agree with everybody's 23.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all on the same kind of page.
Yeah.
And I remember like Spider-Man No Way Home had that same score from, or the same kind of like Spider-Man theme from Homecoming and Far From Home, but like also included the weird Doctor Strange twang from the original.
It was better.
Yeah.
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 But it's not an option.
That is
but
not
it's not
an
in
option.
Here.
Nope.
So 22, my 22 is Iron Man 2. I remember nothing from that one.
Did you listen? Did you listen to it?
Oh, I had a big reaction, but mine's low too.
Oh no, that ruined mine. When I heard that, I go, oh no, I'm an 80s baby. This fucking messed me up.
Well, like the rock music and the AC/DC of it all, like that was great. But the score.
I'm a sucker.
The score though was just like.
The score was trying to hold it up there. No, the Nat, when Nat takes. Okay. Yeah. I get it.
To each their own.
Okay. Mine is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
That's what mine is too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. My tied for second from the bottom.
Which is no, I'm telling you.
Yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp is low on my list as well, but it's not that low.
Almost all of my low ones are sequels.
Yeah, yeah. Because the sequels just kind of throw something out there that's already been heard.
It's the same, but different, right?
And you're like, right.
But is it better? I don't know.
I don't know if you really improved on it.
Yeah.
I was struggling. Like whenever I was doing my ranking, I was using the app Sorta to it. Like it says, like which would you between the Infinity Saga movies, which would you prefer to watch? And I was like, I'm just going to think about it in terms of like score I want to listen to. And then there were so many times where I was just like, oh, that's such a good movie. And I'm not supposed to think about the movie. And it was difficult to separate that for me.
Yeah. Hans Zimmer makes me think I like every single movie that he scores. Every single movie. Dark Phoenix has one of the best scores he's ever done. And then you throw Fassbender in there, which isn't fair. And then I'm like, I love this movie. Dark Phoenix is great. What is everybody talking about? I think you should shut up about it.
Hans Zimmer's music is just gaslighting you into thinking it's just good.
Totally, yep. Totally. Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening. Can't help it. And then Michael Fassbender's right there.
Turn the doorknob. Like, that's all she does. If you watch Sansa Stark, her Dark Phoenix is she turns Sansa the doorknob.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
How I learned how to do it. What's her name?
Sophie Turner. I'm
her
like, Sansa Stark, who's that? Should really watch Game of Thrones.
I will go on that. I would do an episode by episode podcast with you.
I just gave it the
Haley
old college
and Ashley
try.
Watch Game of Thrones.
Oof. We should just do a live stream.
Yes, that's what I'm talking. We could just Twitch it.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
So 21.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, I would totally do it.
Yep.
Okay, 21. So
21, mine is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Same.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Mine's Ant-Man.
The first Ant-Man? Dang.
I think it's boring.
Aw. Christoph.
Bum, 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 bum. It's okay.
I will
it's
tell
not
you,
my 23.
Like, WandaVision made me like his stuff in Ant-Man better.
WandaVision stuff so much better.
But like Christoph Beck, like you hear he's very heavy on the strings. Like that's something he gravitates toward.
I
you,
love. A
you can hear
thing.
Like similar themes, and I was like, no, I like this a little better now.
I thought it was going to be my bottom until I heard it again. That was sexual. I thought that Ant-Man was going to be number 23, but then I listened to it again and the other two were worse.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I remember like every time Ant-Man came up in the ranking thing that I used, I was like, I remember so many times of just humming the Ant-Man theme. Just dun, 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 dun.
Oh, you know it. It's basic.
Ashley's like, that's my point.
Yeah.
But it is very heisty. Like, I think it's perfect for the character.
Yeah, and I love that heist movie shit. Like, that, I eat it up.
It's hard.
All right. I don't feel the need to say anything about Guardians 2, quite frankly.
Okay. So. Sure.
Oh my God, where did I put that? I'm like embarrassed now.
Are you embarrassed to have it so high?
It's not too much higher. It's not
okay,
too much higher.
Okay.
All right.
My next one.
For 20?
My next one is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're all very, we're there. We're circling each other. You're the sun. I'm Venus. She's Earth. Beautiful. You know, awesome. We're all circling.
Yes, what's your 20, Ash?
You all that around
Hulk.
Me.
Hulk.
The Hulk. Yeah. The soundtrack was, when I listened to it, I was like, okay. I see this moodiness, this 2000 whatever.
You would.
Yeah.
You would get into the moodiness.
He did.
You're like, I can brood to this.
I can be an emo scientist to this.
I can be hangry.
Yeah.
You wouldn't and like me.
Kind of a monster. So hungry. I get it.
Can't we all? My 20 is Iron Man 2. Okay. So it's there. I think I like the other two better.
Yeah. I feel like the first one is so much more iconic and
yeah.
I have a lot to say about the first one when we get closer.
Same.
Yes. It's really high on my list.
I've said His Majesty's name like 3 times already. And we referenced Game of Thrones. Yes. So if that says something.
Yes. Oh, shit. My next one is Captain Marvel. Oh.
Interesting.
It's not that I dislike it. It's just...
Yeah,
I like the other ones more. Yeah, and choices are hard, and
it's hard.
It is hard.
This gets more difficult the farther up we get. Because I'm like, I don't know.
This is very hard, but you have to make your choice and walk away.
I can't walk away.
Mine's Guardians of the Galaxy.
The first one?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I agree with your opinion, kind of. No, I'm just kidding.
I support your right to have an opinion.
Yeah, there you go. Mine is The Incredible Hulk. And the thing that kicked it was I was listening to Hulk theme. And I was like, this doesn't sound very Hulkish to me. It's like ting, 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 ting. And I was like, what are we doing? Craig. Craig, what are you thinking?
Craig.
It just wasn't for me.
Come on, Craig.
God, Craig.
Yeah, the Incredible Hulk just, like, it seemed very, very banner-focused, and, like, they were like, oh, so he's on the run? Cool, the whole movie's gonna sound like that.
Yeah.
He's on the run and sad. Like, ugh.
He's on the run and sad.
Nailed it then, right?
I mean, in a way. There's nothing that stands out about it.
We're still, that was my 20, that was your 19, we're very close, we're doing good still.
Yeah. Next for me would be Avengers Age of Ultron.
What? I'm sorry, it's something right there.
Why do you feel that way, Jeff?
Well, it's one of those that's a sequel, and it was a good use of Alan Silvestri's original.
Yeah.
It just didn't really add much.
Okay. Well, that's your opinion that's wrong, and that's fine.
I'm allowed to have a wrong opinion.
It's subjective. <I'm just
kidding>. It's like shockingly high on my list.
Shockingly high is the best way to describe where it is on my list.
And I
really
confidently put it in the place that it's in.
I actually went back and forth between higher
like not moving
before
yet.
I placed it. Yeah, it's fine. What number are we on? 18?
Yeah.
Spider-Man Far From Home. Everything that's needed to be said about that's been said.
Yep.
Okay, you're going to come for me on this one.
Uh-oh.
Who?
It's Captain America, the First Avenger.
Hear me out. I have an old soul.
I'm
always like, ba-da-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
It's a little too on the nose sometimes.
Yeah.
And there are times when I'm watching that movie that I'm like, okay, Alan, we get it. He's Captain America. Like, you know, I mean, it's it's heavy-handed.
He's Sylvester.
I get it was the 40s.
All over
it was
that
World
soundtrack.
War II.
Oh, God. It's just, he's Sylvester'd so hard.
All over it.
I know.
He was like, if I do this hard enough, they're going to let me do the Avengers.
It's one of my hottest takes on this list.
I love it. No, I think that's fine.
I love that you have a hot take, and I respect your decision, and I support
you guys don't
you
see
having
the
it.
Face Jeff just made.
I would say Captain America the First Avenger is shockingly high on my list.
There you go.
Like, it's in my top 10.
All right.
It might be in... No.
Maybe. Nope.
No.
Just kidding.
It's not my top 10. Maybe top 15. Let's keep going.
I just love the like...
The red, white, and blue.
Yeah, the like the peppiness of it.
It makes me feel
it.
Like, it makes you want to eat a hot dog real
it's
bad.
It's right in line with what Captain America feels like for me, you know? It's like, it just, yeah, it fits. It is. It's very, so hard.
It does. Yeah. And for some reason, for me, it's just not.
Shove in. America down my throat.
Yeah, they really do. And it all makes sense. I just, something about it makes me go, eh.
Yeah, sure. That's fair. That's fair. I love fair. It. what was
that was 18
did we get one from Ashley on that Spider-Man Far From Home
okay
so my next one is Spider-Man Far From Home
whoa look at us
yeah
why mine's Guardian 2
okay and mine is Spider-Man Homecoming
Okay.
I'm telling you, we're just orbiting.
The sequel one, like a lot of these are just, and this isn't a sequel digest, but they're just kind of interchangeable. You're like, yeah, I could put it here or lower or whatever, because like it's the same thing I heard already.
Yeah.
Except for me being like, Captain America, the first Avenger. Like a psycho.
I'm starting to get scared as we're getting to these. My next one, I'm real scared. But I have
personal. Don't worry, we can't get you.
Okay.
I can't.
No one can come for me.
You're safe,
I'm only
Ashley.
Talking to you guys, not the entire world.
This yeah, is a I know. Safe space,
nobody
Ashley.
Nobody else is listening to this. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
us.
This isn't going okay. out to anybody. We're keeping this one. Certainly not recording ads later.
Oh. Okay, fume. I need fume, something to me. Get rid of my anxiety. I just wish I had something to fidget with right now. I'm so nervous. Fume would help me with that. There
luckily
you go,
for you, fume has exactly that. Have you ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? I mean, I've been there too. But, you know, here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, right? It's not about quitting. It's about switching. It's about switching up, not giving up. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume's an innovative, award-winning flavored air device, and it does just that. Instead of vapor, it uses flavored air.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's completely natural. It has all these different delicious flavors of just air.
Right?
Yeah.
The lack of electronics and like not having to burn something really, really helps this product for me.
I really like that Fume comes with the adjustable airflow dial that's also designed with movable parts and magnetic spinning things for fidgeting. Like, it gives your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for distressing and anxiety while breaking your bad habits.
Yeah, I'm known for anxiety. I clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety that thing so much.
And yet, I honestly, it leaves the room around you smelling. It really kind of like clears out your sinuses if you use the right one. It's very interesting.
Oh my God, that fresh mint cartridge. I sniffed that and I'm just like, oh, I can't. I can breathe again.
And then plus, if you're like me, I lose things all the time. Fume, it came with a magnetic stand for you. So you don't lose it anywhere. It just clink, sticks right in there. And then you always know where your fume is.
Exactly.
Start the year off right with a good habit by going to tryfume.com/universe and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use my code universe to help make starting the good habit that much easier.
Start the good habit at https://tryfume.com/universe to save 10% off the journey pack today. My next one on this list is right in there. It's Spider-Man Homecoming.
Wow. Look at us go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet 16.
Yep.
So Captain America Civil War.
I can see that.
Okay.
Sure.
Bam, 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 bam. Oh my God. It's so much. I saw this skit and I don't know who did it, but I know it's one of the guys from Arrested Development who plays Buster and I love him. And it was just like a bunch of people pretending to like we cosplay. And once a year we go out and we do the scene from Civil War and they're like playing the music and they're just kind of batting their hands at each other. And it's the funniest shit ever. And it's all I think about now when I watch that scene and the music's so dramatic.
Yeah.
Bah, 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 bah.
It's your first Avenger. Like, that's how I feel about the first Avenger. It's like, oh, perfect. Okay, it's very over the top. We get it.
We get it.
It does. This it gets so serious at the, like, in the Bucky Iron Man Cap fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shield doesn't belong to you. And he's.
He killed my mom.
Right to the heart.
like, it's a hugely, like, emotionally heart-wrenching thing, but, like, when you listen to the score, it's like, oh, okay, I'm working. I'm at work. I can't feel like this. You can't make me cry on the phone with a client. How dare you?
Or can you?
What's yours, Haley?
Oh, I forgot about me. Mine is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1.
Volume? Oh. I'm okay.
It's That's, you know, my girl. Again, like I said to Ashley, it's like, okay. What do I think of when I think of those movies? I think
You're sure you're not thinking about the soundtrack?
I'm pretty sure I'm thinking about the soundtrack. You.
I'm talking about
Hefe.
Oh, wait. Is it this way? No.
For me, you'd have to point up. That one, yep. No, yeah, it's definitely not the soundtrack that I'm thinking of, because it's definitely the Tyler Bates of it all.
Good.
It's you know, the...
I love that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm like going through it, I was like, Tyler Bates is definitely low on my list of the composers.
I liked Tyler Bates when he did 300. Like, that was a lot of fun for me.
Oh, that was a great score.
He did The Punisher, and that was good.
Oh.
He's edgy.
He's edgy.
One of my honorable mentions is a Netflix show, and I don't care what anybody says.
Is it Daredevil?
It absolutely is. Okay, I'll just do it now. The Daredevil theme is one of the best things ever made.
Yes.
I don't care what. Like, ding, ding, I love, ding, ding, I would ding, never ding, skip.
But the heartbeat. Boop,
and then it would just get intense. Yep. Yeah. No, never skip. Excellent. Never skip.
Agreed. Right there at the end. That just.
Yeah, that was good. Oh. You did that, didn't you, for the score, Jeff?
I sounded like a dinosaur. Yeah. Holding out on us. Better.
I'm sorry. I've been trying to keep it hidden. Wraps.
Yeah.
Jeff is a throat dinosaur.
That's correct. I don't know what that is, but that's correct. So next one for me,
throat dinosaur,
might shock you all.
Do it.
Ninth from the bottom, Thor Ragnarok.
15 is Thor Ragnarok?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am shocked.
I'm shocketh.
Yeah.
I'm shooketh.
What exactly about it? Because it's such a departure, or?
Yeah, it's got such a bizarre feel compared to the rest of the Thor franchise.
Yeah.
Like even Thor the Dark World is like, it's really like fun and fantasy, and like the Patrick Doyle first one, like, it was mysterious and fun and plucky, and like, I still listen to that, like, to this day. Just
the first one?
Yeah, the first one, just randomly. Yeah. You know, at work I'm like, ooh, well, I like that one.
Fun, that's my 15.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So you're right. First, you're right around
first Thor
there.
Yeah, the first, okay. Thor.
Yeah, first Thor is good. I mean,
it's good. I mean, I'm even like,
every time I watch that movie, I'm like, yeah, this music is good.
This music's a banger.
Very sweeping.
It's fantasy. Yeah. It's perfect for the first Thor, which the first Thor is a good movie.
It feels.
Is it your number one Marvel movie? No. And that's how I feel about the score. I feel like 15 is a good place.
It feels like a solid fantasy movie.
They both fall together right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the first Thor movie was a great intro to the character, and the music went right along with it.
It did. It really did. Like, to me, that fit better than the Captain America First Avenger music, because it was more like, well, this is Norse mythology. Of course it's going to be over the top and like huge orchestral, you know, sounds.
Yes. Kenneth was like, God, bring me Shakespeare. Yeah.
When you went into Asgard and it's like, duh, yeah. I'm like, oh, yes, I'm there. I feel it.
Yes. Mine is Ant-Man.
Okay.
It's a solid middle-of-the-road kid. It's doing great.
He's doing great.
Bam, bam, bam,
doing what it needs to do.
Bam, 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 bam. We just watched 18 minutes of Paul Rudd on Conan throughout the years, showing that video that he shows from Mac and Me, the little kid who falls off the cliff. And so every time Paul Rudd goes on Conan, he pretends to be showing a clip from whatever film he's promoting and shows a clip from Mac and Me. And it's the funniest thing ever. And like, we've been watching Conan forever and watching them live, but it's been so long, and it popped up on YouTube. I was like, put that on, because I haven't seen that in so long. He did it all the way up until Conan's like last season that he was on, and like Bill Hader was out, and they're like, oh, we have this secret SNL skit that no one's ever seen. And then it was that. But that made me laugh how cool Marvel was. Because so for the Marvel one, they showed a very little bit of Ant-Man, and then they made it Ant-Man's fault that the kid flew off the cliff and landed that's in the so water great. And at the end he popped up and was like, sorry. So they made it funny, and they, yeah.
That's because Paul Rudd is the best.
Comedy. He's the best. Well, it's funny to watch him age and then age backwards when he hits a certain
what
year.
Age?
If you watch yeah. this clip, yeah, you see it happen. He's like, oh, you're 19, obviously, 25, 30, 27, 28, what's happening?
Yeah. Did you sell your yeah. soul to the devil? And how can I do
yeah,
that too?
And, yeah, I'm right behind you.
Jennifer Aniston is one of those.
Yes.
She's an alien. Okay.
14.
So 14 for me is Thor the Dark World.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of low for you.
Kind of low for me. I know.
After everything you just
said. I was surprised too.
After everything you just said.
I was very okay. surprised too.
Wow.
But that's the way it wow. shook out when I clicked on the thing.
Shook.
It's, you know
shook
what?
Tina.
Shooketh to my
like
core.
Like I said to Ashley, you got to go with your gut and just go with it.
You just do it and you walk away.
And you always yeah. feel better when you do. Instead of being like, I'm moving this here and moving that there. Like, don't do that.
Stick no, it. Nope. You'll drive yourself crazy.
You just do you it. Will.
And then you'll always be wrong later, too. You'll be like, that was yep. stupid. So, yep. good for you.
And then you present it to everyone else and they're like, that was stupid.
Who? We already determined nobody's listening to this.
Yeah, it's just the three of us. Shut up.
You.
Oh. So mine's Iron Man 3.
Mine is 2.
Hey.
Oh, shit. That's nice. We're getting it. I really do like it, the Iron Man 3 soundtrack, because
I do
think that. Who did that one? Was that?
That was Brian Tyler. Yeah.
Brian See? Tyler. That's
I'm
our.
Telling you, he's our hottie boy.
Oh, my God. That,
it's different, but it's that, like.
Just compose it's me that buddy into cop a body movie, of music.
And he made it that 70s, like, buddy cop style, but he's still kind of.
I need to stop. My husband's editing this. Google him, Ken. You'll get it.
Ken's going to be like, what did she say?
Leave that in.
I'm going to cut that.
But he did like borrow from the first two films in a way that works for me, especially with Tony's stuff. So I like that one a lot.
Sure.
And it's more heroic too. Like Tony's more the hero by that point. And it's like it's really, yeah.
That's why we left the 80s.
I was reading the Wikipedia article about like, you know, the choices for the music in that one. And it was like, you know, this is Marvel wants more of a true hero kind of theme mm-hmm. for him, for Tony, because he's like, he's actually become a like full-fledged superhero now. And like, is not just a billionaire playboy philanthropist asshole.
Right.
So like,
I don't think he ever really lets that go. No. He just adds hero yeah. to the end on. Of that.
Just like
playboy philanthropist hero.
Hero. Yeah.
Perfect.
What's one more thing, right?
Yeah.
Just one more.
Costs nothing.
Yeah. So, you know, they were like, he's a hero now. Make him sound like a hero.
Yeah.
All right.
It's effective.
Yeah.
And it worked. It's fun.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, I've got that one at the next slot. So all right. I'm right there with you.
Lucky number 13.
The very one.
Ashley,
what you got?
Oh, it's my turn. Yeah. Captain Marvel.
Same. Okay.
Are you serious? Get the hell out of my brain.
I did mine first.
You can stay here forever and you don't have to pay any rent.
I did mine
okay?
first.
You can stay here forever and you don't have to pay any rent. Stay right here in my brain.
I love Captain Marvel theme. It's good.
It's really good. It's good.
It's feminine.
What I liked
hero.
It so much more when I listened to it again.
Her theme is nice.
It reminded me of like what Hans Zimmer kind of does with female characters, because I don't think anybody does besides females, I don't think anyone writes female music better than Hans Zimmer, because he understands female rage, which is very important. But I kind of was like, oh, I feel feminine and powerful.
Yeah. Yep. Nailed it.
And it's hard to do. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to that, like with that perspective in mind, to see if it hits me different. Maybe it comes up a little higher on my list then.
Well, it always gets me. scene between Monica and Carol where after they've heard the Black Box and just that music there and like their friendship and their relationship. And it's just very empowering and makes me cry a little bit. Like, it's really good.
I love it.
All right.
Nice. So
scores.
Yeah.
I love music. This was really fun.
Scoring scores. So my next one, what is this?
12.
Is this my 12th one?
It should be.
Yeah. This one for me is Ant-Man.
Ant-Man was very spread out.
Yeah.
Ant-Man is just getting the love. Yeah. Or in the lower, you know.
Here, there, and everywhere.
He's
just like ants.
Solid foundation. One of the things that I thought was really cool while, you know, reading that big article was that when they did the score for Ant-Man, they wanted the bullet ants to have their own like musical identity. So like, because they come from South America, they included like Aztec drums and like tribal flutes and stuff like that to have the bullet ants. I was like, what? I'm going to have to go back and listen again just to make sure.
That's the kind of thing that just enhances your experience, right? When you learn stuff like that and then you hear it again, you can pick those little things out and you're like, oh, I hear it now. And then you can never unhear it, kind of a thing. But yeah, it just makes...
And then you have to tell everybody.
Yeah, because you have to be obnoxious about it, because how else would we live being nerds in life? Yep.
Oh, hey, did you know? Then, like, I've never seen Ant-Man. How?
Well, let's go watch it. Ma'am, I don't know you.
Right now.
What are you doing right now?
I'm just trying to leave the grocery store, so. Could you never speak to me again?
I'm trying to pay for my groceries. Who are you?
Yeah.
It's like, only if you promise to go home and watch Ant-Man, I'm going to watch through your window. That's all.
Don't mind me. I'm just following you home.
So I have Captain America First Avenger.
Okay.
No notes?
I love the Stars and Stripes. Yeah. I was like, if you're giving me Captain America and you want me to buy it, give it to me hard and in my face and strong. And that's exactly what I felt from this off. I like the songs. I'm a big fan of that era of music. So just the trumpets and the snare drums was really cool.
The big band stuff.
Yeah,
I love it. We are the it reminds me of what's the song that they would sing in League of Their Own?
Oh, Lord.
The series or the movie?
I don't know. But, you know, the pomp and circumstance stuff. It's
fun.
Yeah,
the John Philip Sousa marches and, like, all that Americana. Yeah.
It really brings you back into that time. And when you're watching it, I think the score does help make you feel like you're back in the roaring 30s. Is it the 30s?
It's the 40s.
It's definitely the 40s. It's definitely the 40s, Hitler. Okay. World War II. All those things happened in the 40s, but the music was still great.
Yeah.
The music was amazing back then. I think there's something wrong with me that I have ranked it so low, but I also am not changing my list. So.
I'm broken as a person.
No, we don't change our lists.
I mean, we know there's something wrong with me, but fundamentally. Okay. My 12 is Avengers Infinity War.
Wow.
Okay.
Other than, Ashley, you and I were talking about Thor entering Wakanda. Other than that, and I don't like listening to the Soul Stone part because tears. So it's always weeping. A skip. Really good, but it's a skip.
It's a great, I see you tearing up right now. You're thinking about it.
I have to go, excuse me.
I need a moment. I have to compose myself.
And then, you know, it's the sad one, so we don't get the big... theme, you know, they lose all of that stuff. It's a bummer, is what I'm trying to say.
It ends on such a down note.
Yeah.
The music puts me there too. Man, now that the stuff with Thor at Nidavellir and then Thor showing up in Wakanda, like, that makes me rank this one way higher.
I'm waiting till it's not too much, but it is a little higher.
My number 11, 13th from the bottom.
That math doesn't math for me. Don't do that to us.
Excuse me. Jesus Christ.
Ashley and I were both like, what?
Yeah. I hate ranking them like from the bottom. But yeah, no, my number 11 is the original Thor.
That's what mine is.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
We got another matchup.
We meet.
We meet again. No, it is. It is really good. The stuff in Asgard just like really tips it over because it's bomb.
Yeah, like it. It feels like while that's playing, Anthony Hopkins should be in my life, speaking to me as Odin.
Yeah, screaming at me, banishing me, stripping my power away.
Yeah,
whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I'll take it. However I can get Anthony Hopkins Odin in my life, I'll take it.
He can bring all his crows.
Yes.
Yep.
And then like the Thor and Jane music is very sweet, and it's not in a like saccharine way. It's just kind of, I don't know. It's lovely. And I think the big set piece, honestly, in the first Thor movie with music is when he's trying to get the hammer when S.H.I.E.L.D. has found it.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's a dagger to the heart, but it's good.
Like the swell, like the music taking over when he's like roaring at the sky, just and then falling.
Right?
Gotta go listen to it and watch it and listen to it and watch it.
Maybe because I was, you know, that movie, they put him in water and they sprayed him with all the water and the mud. I wasn't listening to the music. He was mud wrestling with dudes and then trying to pull his hammer out, and I'd see his biceps. Don't do that to me.
God, did you see those forearms when he was?
You guys are deep. I am I'm in the shallows. Watch as I dive in.
I'm in the shallows.
I'll never hit the ground.
Short hair Thor.
Oh no. It's so high on my list.
All right.
It makes sense for me. Mine's Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2.
I think this is John Debney. Debney's. I think this is best score for. He's done a couple. I really like the Iron Man 2 score.
It's good.
I just dug the guitars and stuff. I'm such a hair metal baby. I can't help it. Huh. It's in my blood.
You don't have to apologize, Ashley.
I'm not apologizing.
Yeah.
I'm making
this is a safe.
I'm making a case. I'm defending myself.
To myself.
I'm trying to tell me why it's okay for me to put this where it is.
But then my next choices don't make any sense for everything that I just said was why I like that score. So let's keep going.
Each one is ranked individually for a reason.
There is a reason for this. So now we're into the top 10, right?
Nice. Yay, we have made it.
All right, so my number 10 is Captain America Civil War.
Nice.
Okay, that makes sense.
I like it. I like it a lot. It's
epic.
And it's heart-wrenching, and it hits me.
I really like the Zemo stuff in Captain America Civil War.
The creepy
like,
stuff.
It's super. Yeah, I love creepy stuff.
Yeah.
Always. Obviously, I want Odin to scream at me. That's like more than that dramatic stuff. It's the subtlety of the Civil War soundtrack that I like.
Yeah. Yeah. The like gentle opening with the Siberian I don't want to call it a wasteland, the Siberian tundra.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, there shouldn't be any like big music here because it's cold and awful and I'm feeling it because the music is chill.
Yes.
Yeah. But number it's not, two. It just doesn't hit the same way the other Captain America stuff does. So that stuff's higher. Anyway, what you got, Ashley? Number 10.
I have Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
I love what they're doing. Yeah, I like a lot of the stuff. It's really fun. It's different.
Yeah.
As I'm singing that, it makes sense, the Spider-Man No Way Home, like those two styles of Michael's. They mesh really well.
They do.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I did this one already. So like,
how about I throw it in here?
Yeah, we'll just like toss that one in.
You guys weren't paying attention to that other movie, right?
Wink.
Bam, this movie.
It's good.
Don't nickel back at it.
Oof.
My 10 is Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I felt very strongly about it, though. Ultron is so underrated in general, but I really like the music. And it has to do so many things in that movie because there's so many characters and they go to so many places and they're, you know, it's like that movie is busy. They're doing a lot.
Very well, the score is busy. I think that's why it rates high with mine because it's Danny Elfman and Brian Tyler or did each one did a song, did a song, did a song, did a song, the whole score. And I think that's crazy.
It's so busy because there were two composers.
But their styles, like I'd say that Brian Tyler's style is nothing like Danny Elfman's. And
yeah,
it's somehow they put a really chaotic, good score together.
Yeah, they did a lot of work to come together on that one.
And the new Avengers theme, like at the end, is nice. It's very hopeful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like when it's
on the statue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the Danny Elfman, I'm pretty sure.
I think it is too. I love him.
We may never know.
We do too.
All right. So that's number 10, right? So now we're on to.
This is where it started to get really hard.
Yeah, I found this part way easier than the back part.
Really?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, like, justify why you put
these
so
are the
low.
Ones I really like. Yeah, I can say that easily.
Yeah, I can talk about things I like. My number 9, and I sort of feel guilty for where it is, but you gotta rank it and forget it.
You just gotta go.
My number 9 is Black Panther.
Yeah.
Good old Ludwig Göransson.
Ludwig. It's so good.
I think the thing that like really astonished me about that was just how different it felt musically from everything else. Like
Oscar winning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For a reason.
Well, and he's so good at, I mean, all good composers go out and find like new ways to make the music they're trying to make, but Ludwig, he's very innovative in the instruments he uses and the things he'll make or, you know, to accomplish his goal. So yeah, Black Panther is
there's just certain tracks good. Like Casino Bra when that like takes I off love that towards one. The middle, Burn It All, King Sunset, like that, it just really takes you, if you just listen to it, it takes you to a different place. Wakanda, that song alone, it just, you understand immediately. Oh, and you feel it like, oh, okay, I'm in this movie. And it just transports you to, oh, it's beautiful.
Whenever any of the Black Panther score comes on at work, I'm like, I just start in my chair, I'm like moving, like, oh, oh shit. Oh, here we go. I can't help this. Wakanda forever. Like, I have to go find a spear. So that I can be Adora Milaje. Don't tell me
who
they all
to
have to be
on this
women.
Waterfall? Carl, meet me by the water. What's the thing at the, you know, the water cooler?
Yeah.
We're going to fight to the death.
We're going to fight to the death.
We're going to
pour the water
the
cooler out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that we have a puddle of water.
That would actually be really funny to see.
Oh, that would be so good.
You're like a county. Get over here. I need you to, you know, surround us.
Yeah. I need a referee.
Somebody get a raccoon jaw or whatever.
Who can be Forrest Whitaker?
Nobody.
Who?
Okay.
Nobody. I'm going to have to do that too.
It's like an episode, the perfect episode of The Office.
Oh, gosh.
Oh my
it's
God.
So good. We should make this good. Happen. All right.
Oh,
what's
God.
Yours, Ash? Number 9.
Mine's Captain America Winter Soldier. I love that score so much.
That's your
it's
number
so,
9?
It's I'm telling you, I have it gets weird.
Ash,
I'm a weird person.
Weird.
No, and that's not a bad
spot. The Winter Soldier is your number 9?
Yeah. I love it so much.
I would have put money like I would have been so confident.
Movie number 1. The score's way up there.
That The Winter Soldier was your number 1. Just
listen,
because of
that
screech.
To that score at work, I'm going to walk around smacking people's staplers off their desks and being like, "Susan, I told you to fucking answer the phone 3 hours." You know, I'm just going to freak out.
Okay.
I can't.
Can't do it because
it's
of what
lot.
It does to you.
And it's great, but it is
it awakens
great.
Something in you might say? Some programming perhaps?
Program, yeah. Bicycle, cat, wine glass,
wine glass,
vape pen.
That's definitely one of Ashley's
bottle,
words.
Ring light, umbrella.
That's amazing. You guys should do an episode where you come up with what your phrase would be. Like, what
oh
are your
my
words?
Oh, God, yes. Like, what are your code words?
That's so fun. Okay.
What awakens your Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Wink.
Wink.
Oh, shut up.
My number nine is Thor Ragnarok because I love it because it's fun and electric and
it's
different
so fun.
And silly and just weird.
It's so weird. It's way
but
up there.
I love the title card music. Like it's, you know, it's all synthy and like it's just so good. It's so good.
It's just so 80s. Yeah.
So 80s. Let's see. My number eight is Captain America, the First Avenger. Star-Spangled Man with a Plan.
You love it. It's just the, like, yes, Captain, my Captain.
That, like,
oh, Captain, my Captain.
Honestly, the Americana fanfare is not even what does it for me on that one. It's the Captain America theme, like when the pod opens.
I'm like, here he is. So good.
Yep. I'm like, he's coming out. Yeah. He's so strong now. Look at him.
Oh, he's
just
so
bursting
strong.
Out of there.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Haley Atwell couldn't even handle
touch it.
Like, no, the honestly, rest of the score could? Doesn't matter at
Stanley
all.
Stanley Tucci was like,
are we filming?
Can I touch you?
Oh, action?
I love Stanley.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
I would also like to touch him.
Who wouldn't? Khakis.
Okay. What you got, Ash?
Mine's Avengers Infinity War. I thought that Alan Silvestri brought it. What I liked about this was it felt like a horror movie score at some parts. Like when Thanos would come out at the end, just the long, like, wah, dun, 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 dun. Yep. Like, it was really good. But then you had The Forge, where it starts out on Neville D'Leer.
Nailed
sure.
it.
And we, and yeah.
Nobody can agree on the pronunciation
like,
of it.
He comes out in Wakanda. And I just, it's because I remember the feeling that I felt hearing that. And it was just so good. And it's so good. It was just the
More
best.
More power, rabbit!
You stupid little rabbit.
Stupid little
Yeah, I don't know. And then he's like, bring me Thanos. And then it just comes in at the end after he gets his, and he slams the hammer down, takes out all those things. And we're like, let's effing go.
Yep.
And that's the last good thing that happens in that movie.
It is. But then the score at the end. See, I love the one where he sees little Gamora, like, did you do it?
Yeah.
Or what was
what
it worth?
It cost?
Like, things like, yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
It just keeps going and going.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, it's just so sad. I hate it.
And then at the very end, they go, boo, 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 boo.
It's like, boop, we're kind of alive.
Yeah,
we've got a pulse.
We're half here.
And then they dust it away and everybody shit their pants.
Like, how in the hell am I supposed to survive now?
That was so shocking. Yeah. It's funny because we still talk about it to this day. And it's like, that was shocking.
Well, what that score also took several different people's musics for movies and kind of combined them together, which was also pretty cool. You had the Guardians theme. You had everybody meeting up. You had like Wanda and Vision's love theme. It was a lot. Just like the movie was a lot going on. So you kind of got everybody's little clips of everybody in, you know, Spider-Man's little theme, Iron Man's theme, you know, Doctor Strange's theme. Everything was in one soundtrack. And it really was just like, here's Marvel in your face.
Yep. And it starts off on Marvel. Such a high note. Like, even when Hulk comes crashing through the Sanctum, it's like that, dun, dun, dun. And you're like, okay, yeah,
my
the Avengers are going to get
favorite
it. And then
Avengers intro.
Yeah.
So good, that one.
Avengers
so,
going to save the day.
It
they
flips
did not.
It on us. Yeah.
They did not.
Yeah, just like the beginning. Mm-hmm. Flips it.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what they were doing.
It's like they do this for a living.
Yeah.
My number eight is Captain America Civil War, which I've already talked about, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to talk about it some more, though, we can.
I don't know.
You have the floor.
Say about it.
Okay. Let's see. My number seven is where we are now. Goodness. My number seven is Doctor Strange.
Same.
Nice.
Really? So good. It is so good.
Yeah, it's fun and weird.
I love the twangy.
Yeah,
like,
the little Rin Tin Tin music.
Yeah.
What is that? Like the sitar kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're in Karmitage if you didn't
know. Yeah. Like, oh, I thought I knew, but now I know.
Now I really
know. I have been transported.
Yep.
Like, but they use it beyond that. Like, it becomes part of Steven's theme, and yeah,
it's good. Yeah, because Karmitage is a part of him now.
It's in everybody's heart.
Yeah.
I'd like to take sabbaticals at Karmitage every time I was feeling sad.
Lost use of your hands. You know,
I just get to check out and go stay at Karmitage.
What is this, my mantra? It's the Wi-Fi password.
No, it's the Wi-Fi password.
Not savages.
We listen to Beyonce, we know Wong. We
right.
Oh, Wongers.
Good old Wongers.
What's yours, that's Ash? Funny. Number 7.
Iron Man.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I love Iron Man so much. Hans Zimmer and Ramin
Djawadi.
Does anybody want to try? He's Djawadi. He is one of, like, the two of them are top for me composers. Like, Game of Thrones and what he did for House of the Dragon is just amazing. I love him so much. And I had no idea until doing this that the two of them did that. I don't know. Take my Marvel card. I don't know why I didn't know.
I'm telling you, it's because you cannot stream the Iron Man album.
Soundtrack anywhere. You're
you can
right.
find the music, not the score. It's maddening.
It just it proves more that the best of everything went into making the first Iron Man. From A to Z, goddamn.
Just hands down, goddamn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to put it at 7.
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe that's not right. Don't make me
No, it's perfect. No.
Don't make me think this. Move on.
It's perfect.
What's
you're
yours?
Perfect.
What's yours?
That was your 7, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we're on 6.
All right, so number 6 for me is Guardians of the Galaxy. That old Tyler Bates joint.
All right.
Yep.
Golf clap. Yep.
And we have definitely talked ad nauseum about that.
We have.
So I think we can move on.
Mine's Black Panther, which we also talked about.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a new one for us to talk about, and it's Avengers Endgame.
Fine. That's my number 5. Right. If that gives anything away. It's just we might as well talk about
it. We might as well. It's awesome.
It's so good. I mean, what a solid album. You got the Tres Amigos.
Yeah.
Not good. Like,
you've got the real hero. Don't bury the lead on Portals.
I know. Portals is what we all had been waiting on. And then they didn't do it once, but then they were like, oh, you thought you were done? Are you motherfuckers ready for a key change? Let's do this again. Bada, 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 da, 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 da. And they did it again. And then it was so good.
I mean, it's number 6 Endgame. Because of Portals, if we're being completely honest. And then 2,
completely
the main
honest.
On end, like, where it's going through the 6 Avengers, the original 6 there at the end of the credits, like, God, I'm with like, I'm signatures. Like standing up like, yes, Avengers theme.
I like when they bring the percussion in there when like, here's what we're going to do. And they're like, with the sounds. And it's just like, boop, 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 boop. It's fun. It's a fun.
It's the best. Because it's like,
it's good.
Full strength.
It's his swan song. It's everything. It's the accumulation of everything.
You said, Ashley, you said Endgame was your 5th?
Yes.
It is also my 5th.
Ooh.
Woo!
Yeah.
My 5th is Iron Man. So we have like
oof.
The we're beginning very, and the
we're
end.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Endgame,
good point.
Like, Endgame had so much work to do and so much feeling to convey. Like, the world's empty. Because half the people disappeared, and you freaking feel it.
Oh, the highways. I can get to work in 10 minutes. Oh, it was a problem?
Yeah, I can see the whales.
Sorry.
Because pollution's not that bad.
The whales in the Hudson. Yep.
That's such a standout line in that movie. Oh, we're not talking about the movie.
yeah.
Shut up, but Haley.
Like, it legit, though, like it. The music takes you right to that scene where you're like, oh, oh, damn. I guess I would miss at least one person.
Yeah, that's what the score has so many ups and downs. There's positive feels. You're like, you're going to get it back. We're going to get everybody back and we're happy. And bam, we're going to go back in time. Everybody put your fists in.
Yeah.
It is. It's peaks and valleys because you start low and then you get up when like Tony comes back and you're like, all right, they're doing it. Like the team is coming back together and then they do the thing. And then Thanos shows up and you're like, oh,
and
God.
Then, yeah.
Yep.
And Nat's gone and we have to go through that music all over again. Of losing Gamora, and they play the same thing for Nat, which is just
that
a heart-wrenching
Soulstone theme.
Piece of music.
Oh, it kills me. It's so minor.
A soul for a soul. Take mine, not hers. I don't need mine.
You I don't need have hers. One anyway.
Yeah. It's already been taken, but you can take the empty space where it was.
Oh, Gamora, this isn't love. I'm like, oh.
Damn straight.
Act. She's so good.
So, before we get into the top four, we need to talk about Beam.
All right. So, Beam, are you having trouble sleeping or staying asleep? Is poor sleep negatively impacting your life?
Yes.
Have you tried other sleep supplements with no success?
Yes.
Well, Beam is here for you. Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health. So, if you're not sleeping well, everything else in your world is probably a mess.
It's true.
You might not even know that that's why.
You're right. My life is spiraling and I don't know why.
Are you only getting 3 hours
probably
of sleep?
Because I can't sleep.
Well, introducing Beam's Dream Powder. It's a science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep. And I mean, we've all been raving about it. I can't say anything I haven't before, but I'm going to. Like, it really does keep me asleep throughout the night. And that is just not something I've ever found. Or unless it's like a pharmaceutical or something that you don't really want to take because then you wake up groggy. This, it just feels like a natural sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. With this, I don't wake up halfway through the next day being like, why am I at the office? Yeah. I shouldn't be here. I don't remember ever waking up.
You hit that 11-to-1 wall where you're just like, I feel like I could just put my face down on my desk and sleep right now and ruin my day.
And today, our listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their science-backed, healthy, hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. And when I say it has never tasted better, I'm talking about the chocolate peanut butter. I'm talking about the cinnamon cocoa. Ugh. I'm talking about the sea salt caramel.
My favorite.
And they only have 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. It's so freaking good. And it's keto friendly. So like, it doesn't matter what diet you're on. Get some freaking sleep.
Do it. Hey, the numbers don't lie. In a clinical study, 93% of participants reported Dream helped them get better sleep. So the numbers are there, people.
So if you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/MCUpod and use code MCUpod at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/MCUpod and use code MCUpod for up to 40% off.
And we're back.
Hey, musical, because we're doing...
Yeah, it really worked, right? Yeah. We planned that.
So my number four is Avengers Infinity War. For all of the reasons of epicness and especially the Thor epicness in Nidavellir, whatever he calls it.
Nidavellir.
Whatever the name of the place actually is. The Forge.
That place.
Yep. With the the Dinkles.
It's good.
Yep. That and then, God, bring me Thanos. Just
bring Thanos.
Done.
So yep. Good. You guys are so screwed time. Now. Yep. Like the music plays and I'm terrible. Just like, I am Mark Ruffalo right there.
Again, like Alan Silvestri's just playing on our feelings and being like, you like this? You like that? Yeah. That's fun, right?
Yeah. But he's like, I'm going to hold it back from you and then I'm going to put it right at the best moment and you're going to explode. Oh my God. And my theater.
And then I'm going to rip your heart out through your throat and make you leave the movie theater. Okay.
Oh, you think things are going well, but they're not.
I'm actually going to keep it very quiet while you think Vision's dead. Oh, but he's not.
And then she's dead. In a score, like in a movie when they know when to
so
leave
good.
It silent.
When it's just the drums at that dun dun dun.
Yep.
The appropriate
use of silence is masterful, and Mr. Silvestri knows what the hell he's doing.
He does,
Mr. Silvestri. He sure does. That's why he got the last. Like he got a lot of. Does he win the Infinity War? Did he do most of the Infinity Saga?
Silvestri?
Alan? Yeah.
He did the first Captain America and three of the Avengers.
Avengers. It's a and Brian Tyler.
I think it was either Brian Tyler or Tyler Bates. We didn't look. We just looked at overall. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It might be Sylvester. What's your four, Ashley?
So mine's Age of Ultron. Oh,
nice.
I mean, I love the Brian Tyler. Like, I like chaos and like Brian Tyler and Danny Elfman get out of here, just like song for song, like coming together and make this menacing score for Ultron. Like the Brian with the Ultron theme and then Danny with the spiced up Avengers theme, like fighting back is great. Avengers Unite is great. The last one, Nothing Lasts Forever. I feel like you go through the whole emotions with everybody through that. There's high, like crazy parts, and then there's low just guitar and like chill music at the end, just everybody being like, you know, real, I don't know. You go up and down with it, but there is just an aggression that I love that they bring to that that score. Just with the intro alone, you know what you're getting into. And I love it. I'm a Danny Elfman stan.
I like, love if Danny
Multiverse Elfman. Of Madness was on here, it would have been way up there.
Well, and it's interesting that Danny Elfman did more of the heroic themes in Ultron, because he's, I mean, he does more like so haunting too. Things in general. I mean, yes, he did the Batman, you know, but like da 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 da, like it still goes down to a minor chord, and like that's his thing. He's, you know, he's the creepy goofy guy. He's the Jack.
That's why he and Tim Burton get along so well.
Yeah. He's crazy. I love him.
But he did all the Avengers theme.
Yeah, and Brian Tyler, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's really interesting.
Ultron themes, very interesting. If you look at that score, how they go song for song, it's very interesting.
And I
that's,
love that.
It's part of what put me way up there for them, because I love that one because it's so different. Because you would think you would stick to the Avengers theme. You have only had one movie. They didn't change it too much, but they did tweak it. Yeah.
They evolve it.
And you're only in the second movie. Yeah, but then they devolved it, I guess, back when they go backwards.
I wonder why Sylvester wasn't. Was he not available?
Available?
Was he not on contract? Like, it's interesting that he did the big first one, and then for the second one, they were like, we're going to go with two composers. Like, I don't know.
I could see Joss Whedon being like, I want to work with Danny Elfman. Like, that's true. A dream of mine.
He did wield a bunch of power back then, too.
Yeah, he did.
He who we do not speak of.
So my number four
is
Black Panther.
Okay.
Because it's like the casino one that you're, the casino brawl.
Yes.
I can't do the vocalizations, but when Okoye is like swinging the spear around, I'm like, yeah, like, get it.
I was like, don't tempt me, Frodo. I'll try and I'll embarrass myself. Like, I just feel powerful.
Yes, absolutely.
Powerful.
The best.
The Dora Milaje, baby.
So I guess that brings us to our top three. The final trio.
Well, it's interesting because one movie is definitely in all of our top three.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm looking at the blank spaces where like I've
two movies put, maybe
scores in everywhere, but these
I think just one.
Three.
Oh.
I think.
Hmm.
I think there's only one that all three of us have in the top three.
I think so. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So number three.
So my number three is Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Same.
Yes.
Ah! Yeah, guys.
Because of that. It's so the screech. Good. It's the Winter Soldier screech.
Like, it's the Henry Jackman really militaristic scores. Like, he does this one, he does Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and he does Civil War. And he, I don't know, he does a different, like, more elevated Cap, because he does Cap of the Now, whereas Sylvester did Cap of the 40s.
Yeah.
And oh, it's just so good. And there's this one little, like, a couple measures of music from Iron Man 2 when Natasha's changing in the back, and it's the strings, the descending. Mm-hmm. And it's in Iron Man 2, and he puts it in Captain America and the Winter Soldier, and it's so good. Oh, I love it so much. So I love that.
Yep.
The Causeway is my favorite. Causeway and Fury are probably my favorite two tracks on that. Like, oh, it's so good.
Dun, dun.
It's just so good.
Oh, I love that score. I will tell you guys, like, I just switched to Spotify this week because I could not listen to that score on Pandora.
Welcome to
I have joined the real world the
community. I can't. I love Spotify just because it has everything.
It does, apparently. I don't hate on me, people. I had Pandora for a long time. I just couldn't get rid of it.
We will not take any hate.
I mean, I listen to YouTube Music, so I haven't converted over to Spotify.
But that's literally the reason.
Yeah. I could see that being the reason because that score is a banger. Like seeing Bucky
listen to it
walk toward you through smoke and with the mask on, like walking toward camera and having that just like visceral music where you're just like, I have to fight for my life right now. Mm-hmm. Like that's what that score says to me is I have to fight. You have to fight.
Yeah. The foot is on the gas the whole time in that score.
Yes.
There's no breaks.
I like in reading that article, I loved, that Wikipedia article about all of that, that Ash sent us. I love the part where like, Henry Jackman's just like, I wanted to do the first Captain America. And then whenever the second one's coming out, I was really, all in for it. I was going to do a similar thing. But then when I saw what I was working with, I was like, I have to rewrite all of it. Like, none cool. of this fits anymore. So like, he just threw everything out and went with the new stuff. And I was like, I'm glad he did. Honestly,
I have to say, like I think composing music has got to be one of the hardest jobs I can think of. Yeah. To just think of melodies and write them down, my brain is not that
everyone
smart.
Needs to go listen to the Trent Reznor thing with the GQ or whatever it is on YouTube who've been Atticus, because people approached him to do scores and he said, I wrote it down on my phone, hang on. Trent Reznor, he put it best talking about The Social Network, and he said it's like a godlike power to be able to change a person's feeling towards a scene with music.
Yep.
And that is very true to what scores are. It's crazy because you can see a scene, you can put one song over it, you can put a different, and you can put five different melodies over it, and each thing will feel different, and it's crazy.
I'm sorry, I like fell over laughing because I just started thinking of like any scene with the Seinfeld theme over it.
Yeah. Horrible scene, like a scene, Rosemary's Baby. This is all real. And they're like,
what?
Don't do it for real. We'll get sued. Don't do it for real.
Sorry.
Don't worry. That wasn't even close.
Nope. Not in the slightest.
We can sing a couple bars of every Marvel thing, but don't fuck with Seinfeld.
They Jerry will come for you.
Then again, I would love, I will, let me talk to Larry.
That's great. Oh, shit. Okay, all right, so Ash, what's your number three?
All right. Y'all have to remember, I am a Renaissance fair actor stage person. So Thor the Dark World is one of my favorite scores ever. Two. I think Brian Tyler crushed that score. Like Journey to Asgard, Loki's Sauna, the Dark World theme. Like they specifically stick out to me. Like, I don't know. It's so good. That movie's not the best, but goddamn, that score makes it seem it is.
Yep.
When I had the DVD, way back when, I would have that playing and like fall asleep watching the movie. And I like throughout the night would wake up and that like the theme would be playing on the title screen just constantly over and over. And I'm like, I'm not going to stop it. I'm just going to let it go.
Oh, it's like the Asgard scene, like, I don't know, I feel like in this one, they just took that theme and they elevated it a lot more and made it more, I don't know. There was just like, orchestra
it's just
to
full
it more
it's
than.
Like, it's just grand. Like, that's, so it's my number one.
Grandiose.
I'll just skip to, really? The Dark World is my number one. Because it's
that was hard
slaps
for
me from here to Mars and back. Like, it's so good.
I said that when we did our rewatch.
You feel things.
You feel things.
And like you said, the one where they're having Frigga's funeral, like, tears.
Yes.
Tears in my eyes.
God.
All of, and I think it's in Dark World where he's taking Jane up the Bifrost and the music stops at one point, right?
Yep.
Taking her, sorry.
Because she's so small. Really. She's like a little baby.
And he's so tall.
Take her up right up the Bifrost.
This is Natalie
Take
Portman.
Me up the Bifrost, Thor. That was all me. I'm sorry. Keep going.
We're okay.
I think that's the right one, right? Where the music like stops at one point and then they, it's like they're shifting from one realm to the other and then it just comes full in. Ugh. So good. Yeah. And
it kind of feels like that's the sort of transition that it should be, because like going from Earth to the grandeur of Asgard is like, it's going to be something that's jarring.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Yeah,
that's my number
so
one.
So good.
That's the one.
That's why I thought it might be two, because I didn't hear you say, I know he said Thor, the Dark World, but I was like, I'm not going to give it away. Yeah, that's fun.
Cool. I love it.
All right. And then we've got two left. My number two is Iron Man.
Solid.
It's the one that started it all.
I love that. It's great. Got, Do we all have the same number one?
I don't think we all have the same number one.
No, because mine is the Dark World.
Thor's the Dark World.
So your number one is my number two.
That's true. Okay, fair enough.
You might want to get that checked out.
Continue on, Jeff, about your number three. Or your number two.
Oh, yeah, my number two. Good old Iron Man. The thing...
It's so good.
The scene that really does it for me, like the part of the score that really does it for me, is when... Tony's doing the surface check on his silver suit and it's, you know, cameras panning around him. All the surfaces are activating, like, and the music just dun, 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 dun. I'm like, ah, let's go.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's building in just the right way. And then like, once he does get out and like flying and like, you know, he starts to see like what he's capable of in the suit, and like the music's just going right along with that, just da da, and like the drums are hitting in just all kinds of awesome ways. It is such a thrilling. I have chills talking about it right now.
My favorite from that is the same music, but a little different when he's in the cave still. And when he's starting to really get pissed and he's hammering on the mask and the hammer clings go in time with the music. Oh,
with the drums. I'm like, yes, I love a time beat. Yes.
Hammer
show
that
me
mask.
Your shoulders, bang. Robert, and just hammer. Do it. Just hammer the mask.
Oiled up and greased, just bang, bang on the drum, Tina. So mine's Thor Ragnarok for a lot of the same reasons. I am an 80s synth Gary Newman baby. Like, I am, when I heard that score, the score and the soundtrack, but the score aside, I was like, oh, I felt the same way about Stranger Things. Like, stop, how dare you do that to me with that kind of music? Because that is when I'm a Manchurian candidate. I'm like, oh my God, that's the music of my people. What am I supposed to do? And then they did it through the whole thing and it was so good. Even like the Hella stuff was dark, but it still had that dark synth, like 1980s, Nine Inch Nails. Like, it is such an interesting, different, artistic, let's break the walls and just shatter every... whatever, like, this isn't a superhero soundtrack. It's just so cool. And that's why I loved it so much. It was just, you know, it's rock and roll.
It is.
Go ahead, Taika. He didn't do it. Who's the guy who did it? Let me find his name. Go ahead, Mark Mothersbaugh.
I think that's how you say it.
Mark.
Spelled.
Mark. Motherboy.
Good for you, Mark. You slayed, Mark.
He did.
You slayed.
So... that brings us to Haley's number two and Ashley's and my number one from the
sound.
Which
is all the same.
I feel like that's...
dun, 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 dun,
I have a very specific reason.
Is it,
dun, dun, dun.
Is it the scene with all six of them standing back to back and the camera going around all of them?
Oh, yeah. So I message Haley and I go, is it fair? Like... when I was working with that, I go, is it fair?
As though there are rules.
If there's one 30-second part of an entire album, of an entire movie, of an entire film, that is my favorite of everything, to make that my number one. Because that's what it is. So you get to the 3 minutes, 20-second mark of Assemble in the Avengers score by Alan Silvestri. It's full string orchestra playing this extended theme for the first time, and the whole symphony comes in and it's just full body chills. And you're like, this is the first time I'm hearing this and hearing the theme, like, mute. Like, it's not that it's muted, but they take it down and then they bring it up like a real fucking org. I don't know. It's the best shit. I don't
that oh, like strings line that like da 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 da. It's throughout the movie, and it's real subtle. And you're hearing it at the beginning, you're hearing it in the middle, and then when you hear it at the end and it's full blast, you're just like, ah, I have been transported out of my body.
My spirit has ascended.
I'm like, am I gonna puke? Am I gonna pee myself? I don't know how I feel right now, but I'm extremely happy, and I don't know how to talk to anybody about it because I don't think anybody understands. Who's around me right now?
Like, there's not words for it. You just kind of find yourself like,
I feel like I'm going to cry. I feel like I'm going to cry. Flicked in the nose is the best way.
And see, that's what I'd love to know. I've always explained it. Tell me, like, what brought those notes to your mind? Like, what was the thing what was the catalyst that made you go, oh yeah, I can build these. And it's kind of like what Loki says, like these disparate parts, I can bring them together to create this one big thing.
Oh, nailed it. Shit. Look at you.
I'm done. Damn, Haley. Bye. Mic drop.
Mic drop.
What deal with the devil did you make, Mr. Silvestri, to be able to affect me so? Because I didn't give you permission.
Because then throughout the Infinity Saga, you're just, that's it. When you hear that, you're like, I'm on board.
Yep.
What are you doing? I don't care.
He doesn't do it too much. They do it just the right amount. When it matters. Endgame, they throw it around a little bit more, but in the other ones, it's just like when it matters. And that's, it's like the Wonder Woman theme. Right. I will bring that up. You can't overuse it, which they might have in her movie, but other than that, like Hans didn't. You bring that in once, you bring it in hard, and you smack everyone in the face of it. And that is what I felt like he did with this subtle, the beginning, you're like, oh my God.
Like,
do you know what my secret is, Cap?
I'm always angry.
Always angry. And then it's the first group shot, and I am just...
Call it Cap.
The Lonely Island. You know what song I mean.
JMIP.
JMIP. Okay, how you said it. Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You got to clean up is what you got to do.
I hear the Avengers and I JMIP, you know? That's how it goes.
Tony Stark says, call it Cap and I JMIP.
I'm really impressed with how many we didn't talk about this. Really.
No, you and I talked about stuff, but we very intentionally didn't say what our rankings were.
No, there was no spoilers.
This is fun.
It was more like guidelines, like, can I? You were like, you, okay, but that was, you were like, you do what you feel like you need to do. And I was like, okay.
The Avengers theme or the Assemble track is not like the only one that's really freaking good on that one.
No.
The Promise.
Oh, Promise. The end, when it just keeps going. Oh. The Promise is so good. Bring in that guitar. Mm-hmm.
That nice
sit
acoustic.
Sit me down behind beside a fireside and just play at me, Alan.
Play at me, Ken.
Play.
I
want
to push you around.
And then play me around.
There it is.
Are you going to play your guitar at me?
Have you seen the clip where Margot Robbie was like, I was supposed to act like I didn't like it, but it was Ryan Gosling playing the guitar at me for 4 hours.
What do you do?
I was like, yeah, girl, we all get it. Don't worry.
You just sit there with your mouth open, girl.
Okay.
All right. So the tabulation.
We have our rankings. Let's go like that.
It's crazy that it's 23 movies. Imagine if we did everything.
We'd
be here for 2 days.
So, well, honorable mentions. I did bring up the Daredevil for sure. I love that theme. Multiverse of Madness, Black Widow.
Mine are Black Widow, WandaVision, and Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, Loki, Natalie Holt.
Oh, yes.
See, for Loki, she brought it.
We'll have to do this by phase now. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, so we've done this phase and now we're moving on to the next, which unfortunately it's going to be Danny Elfman for Mom and Natalie Holt for the next phase. So we might just move to the next one.
It's already settled.
It's been settled. All right. So I've got our rankings according to our point structure. The scoring was 1 point for the lowest, 23 points for the highest, as per everybody's rankings, and then take the average of those three scores to get our sorted ranking. It looks like there are two ties that we have to resolve.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Wow. Can we do it with rock, paper, scissors?
Yes. Why not?
So at the bottom, with a whopping average of 2.66, is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh. It's all right.
Yep. Not far behind it, we have The Incredible Hulk with a 3.33.
This is good.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 with a 4.33. Spider-Man Far From Home with less than a point ahead of it.
I'm okay with all of this.
Spider-Man Homecoming with less than a point ahead of that. This one might be an upset for Ashley. Iron Man 2 is at number 18.
Travesty.
6.33.
It's fine.
This one hurts me a lot, but Ant-Man is at number 17.
Hey, it kept falling. Everybody gave it different points, so it's okay.
It's true. It's true. I mean, this is...
The math is mathing.
You can't...
You're welcome.
You can't correct math. Can't. Math is correct always.
You know what beats magic?
Math. Ah, shit. Let's see. Number 16 has Captain Marvel. Number 15, we have Iron Man 3. Actually, scrap that. Sorry. That's our first tie.
Is this the tie?
For 14 and 15, mm-hmm. we have to figure out Iron Man 3 or Guardians of the Galaxy.
Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3.
I've been outvoted. Okay. Okay. So we can just move that one up, I guess.
You just fine. Keep going.
Sorry.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I know you're not.
Thank you for being a friend.
All right, so next we have Captain America the First Avenger in spot number 13.
That's my fault.
Spot sure. number 12, we have Thor, the first one.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yep. Number 11 is Captain America Civil War. Number 10 is Avengers Age of Ultron. Number 9, Thor Ragnarok. And then for spots 7 and 8, we have a tie between Avengers Infinity War and Doctor Strange.
Ooh.
That hurts, doesn't it?
That one's tough.
That one's a little difficult.
I would go Infinity War, Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. But
I feel like that's spramped. Like, you could do one or the other. It's kind of interchangeable.
Sure.
Spramped isn't a word, by the way.
It does have, unfortunately, it has the bah, bah, bah.
Yeah, I mean, it's got the Avengers theme, so.
Avengers has the Avengers theme and has that Nidavellir scene and Thor showing up.
And I think we get some Wakanda music in there too, don't we?
We do.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wakanda.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we got to go there. So number 8 is Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Number 7 is Infinity War. Mm-hmm. Number 6 is Black Panther. Mm-hmm. Our number 5 collectively is Thor the Dark World. Our number 4 is Avengers Endgame because portals.
Because always. Portals.
Portals.
All day long.
Portals.
Our number 3 is Captain America the Winter Soldier because of that screech.
And everything else.
And everything else. Sure.
Yeah.
Number 2 in our ranking is Iron Man because it's the OG.
I love that. I love
and
it.
And then our collective top, because of course it is the Avengers.
Woo!
Yep.
claps all around, everybody. Great job. That was a really good computer. I agree with you.
Math, you are correct.
Yes, good job, math.
Good job, math.
Good job, math. And yeah, it's fun. Like, be sure to send your lists in. Like, don't forget, no one's wrong. It's art, and art is subjective, especially when it comes to music. So everyone's list is unique to them. So yeah, send yours in. I'd love to see what everybody's
is. Everyone's list is a special butterfly snowflake.
It's a journey. Go through it.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's going to tear your heart out to do it.
It's
you're going to be like, no, this one is my favorite. No.
You have to walk away.
And then you're going to have to be like, do I care that much about this conflict?
Yes, is the answer. Of course.
Yes, I do.
We were all pretty simpatico on stuff. It was kind of like, for the most
part.
Very
cool. I love
it. There were definitely some times where we were like, you're allowed to have that opinion.
There were. And it's funny, most of them were at the back.
Life beautiful.
Like the bottom of the list.
Yeah. Like we had to get that out of the way.
Yeah. You know? The bottom is hard.
Sure is.
We're going to leave that one right there. So thank you, Haley, for joining us. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in while, you know, we're in this in-between phase while only the animated stuff is coming on. We'll be back later this week. Haley, where are you going to be coming up most recently? Not recently. Where are you coming up next, Haley? Tell them where they can find you. Please get me out of this hole.
There's something about the word hole that just always gets me. Like,
I'm going to start throwing in a randomly.
Hole is so funny.
So what do you think about this hole?
This is a whole issue. Okay. You can find me on Source Pages. We've been reading some X-Men comics, The Executioner's Song, which has been fun for X-Men 97. And I think we're going to read some Dead Boy Detectives comics because there's a crossover coming out on Netflix with the Sandman universe, which will be cool. And then you can also find me on Multiverse News.
Every week. You guys had a one-year anniversary.
Indeed, we did.
Do you mean the Sandman, like the that Netflix show? Do you know how I was so into that when I was a teenager? Yeah. Oh, my God.
You? I could not imagine.
Are you serious? Just paint your face and show a smile.
Yeah, the trailer dropped this week.
Nice.
The new season? Dead Boy Detective Agency, which is set within the universe.
I'm just waiting for that. Oh, sick.
Okay.
I didn't know about it. Brian was like, hey, let's do this. I was like, sure.
It's comics. I like reading those.
I'm on board.
Ashley, what you got coming up?
We over on Bill and Ashley's Terror Theater are taking on the new film Abigail. Oh, yes. And Haley is going to join us for Ready or Not by the same director. So we will have a two-parter coming up on Bill and Ashley's featuring Haley. I am getting her into horror. Miss I'm Not Watching Horror is coming over to the dark side.
You found little a very specific niche for me.
I found a niche. I was like, you like vampires? You like revenge stories, girl? Let's do it. So we're having a party over in Bill and Ash's Terror Theater. Come check us out. Nice. And our Legends and Libations. Oh, are you going
to? Yeah, I think this is where we have to talk about it. Where on Saturday, April 20th, we're doing Legends and Libations.
I was going to do a podcast with you, but then I got high.
Yep. Legends and Libations on 420. I mean, we kind of have to talk about 420.
Gonna do the history of 421A. Baby. Yeah, we're going to have some fun.
We're going to have a time. A hell of a time, even.
Yep, so join us
for that on twitch.tv/StrandedPandaTV. I don't know how that's gonna go.
it's gonna be fun.
Oh my God, I'm gonna giggle so much because I have to take edibles before that one, right?
Well, you're in Cali.
Yeah,
we'll get into it.
We'll get there. All right, thank you everybody. We'll be back later. Until next time, true believers.
Bye.
Hey, you just listened to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast from Stranded Panda. I really hope you liked it. Let me just say a big thank you to all of our supporters on patreon.com/MCUcast. You are the lifeblood of our little operation here, and a huge, huge thank you to our insanely generous Illuminati tier patrons, Walter Kreisky III, Lieutenant Bongo, and Jazz Viz. You guys are amazing. If you'd like to see our beautiful faces, you can catch a video version of many of our episodes at youtube.com/strandedpanda. Love you 3000, my friends.